We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. And now I had mentioned to you earlier, there's a lot of time to read right about now. And one of the folks I would suggest you take a look at is Dr. Bruce Hartman. Now, he has got a fascinating story going from the corporate boardroom to ministry. And I just wanted to bring him in today just to pick his brain a little bit and let everybody know about his new book as well. Dr. Hartman, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am fascinated by your story, and I would just love for you to share it with our listeners for a moment.
Well, I think you alluded to it. I was a Fortune 500 CFO for decades, and back in 2009, after about a 10-year wrestling with God, and I'm sure you know how that goes. You know, I lost, and on May 5th at 1 a.m. in the morning at 2009, I finally gave in. I was under a street lamp, and it really was, you know, there were changes going on in me that I could feel, and I knew, you know, unusual things. And I knew I eventually had to answer the call. So I did, and I dropped out of the corporate world and went get my master's degree that takes 3 years, and then I got a doctorate degree, which took another 4 years, and then I started this ministry.
Wow. All right. So as you look back, you're talking about this wrestling match. You said at one point you lost. You know, there are a lot of people listening go, no, Bruce, you won.
Yeah, you're right. It's tongue in cheek. You know, that's a very good point, though, forgetting about the humor of it. You know, it's about peace. And it's about, you know, being able to do the right thing 100% of the time. That's really what our goal is.
Yeah.
And becoming comfortable. You know, if you see something's wrong, and even if it's not fashionable to correct it, you still correct it.
Yeah.
And you know what happens, which is interesting. What happens is everybody's mad at you at the beginning when you say no, and then a year later they'll say, you know, that was a good decision you made. So Jesus is about the long term, and that's really how I like to think, and it's really helped me a lot.
Wow. I had a dear friend of mine years ago who was a priest, and Father Bill was just just one of my dearest friends, and had this amazing voice, and we always used to joke, and I'd say, you know, you really do belong on the radio, and he'd say, well, no, he says, you know, I've got a job, and he'd sort of wink. He said, you know, the pay is terrible, but the retirement plan is amazing. I thought, well, maybe you're on to something here. So you've come out with a couple of different books. And the first one that I was familiar with was, I thought, really a challenge to a lot of people who were in the corporate world, Jesus and Company. And there was a lot of stuff directed to the and company part of that, wasn't there?
Yes, it was. There was. And a lot of it gets, well, we just talked about the long term and, you know, making the right decisions. And whether you're a Christian or you're a stout business person, making long-term decisions is what you should do. And by the way, God and Jesus never make short-term decisions. They always make long-term decisions.
Well, that's absolutely true. Now, you're inviting people, talk about a long-term decision, your latest book, you invite people to spend a year, right? Explain this to me.
Well, the root of this was after I decided to give up the corporate world, one of the other things I decided to do is give the world up. Mm. And so, in other words, other than the Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots, I would yep. not read the sports. I wouldn't listen to the news. I wouldn't watch anything that had to do with the world other than those two things.
Right.
And, you know, what I discovered was at the end of the year, I had saved myself a lot of time because nothing really changed. But one of the things I did do is I read the Bible
okay.
from front to cover. And that's how I took that time and invested it. So I was thinking about myself that our journey with Jesus is never done. And I'm sure you're very familiar with that. It's never done. And I would say to you today that I have a different relationship than I did a year ago with Jesus, a better relationship, a more peaceful relationship, more sure of myself in my relationship with Jesus. So I thought, you know, why don't we do that mm-hmm. in a book format? So what I did was I took the Protestant and Catholic ecumenical calendar.
Right.
So I laid it out by Sunday. You know, we have the pre-Lenten Sundays, you have the Lenten Sundays, you have Easter, you have the Pentecost Sundays, mm-hmm. then you have the Advent Sundays, you have Transfiguration Sunday, and you have the Sundays in the summer, which the Catholic, I didn't phrase it this way, but the Catholic Church calls them Ordinary Sundays.
Okay.
But that was... Not really. We shouldn't really talk about Jesus as ordinary. So I call them Jesus Sundays.
Okay.
So what I did was I set it up so that it takes about, for the average person, it would take about 35 to 55 minutes a week to do this exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We put a picture in the book of the image that we think applies to the verse for that week. So we take a verse for the week.
Right.
Then we relate it back to Jesus in our life. And we have just a couple of small paragraphs, very tightly written. And then at the bottom, and I think this is the most important thing, is we created three questions for each Sunday.
Yep.
Questions to think about,
yeah.
not to necessarily be right about, but to think about. And so what you do is you read the Bible verse twice. This is what we recommend. The second time you do it, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. We have a brief reflection and then answer these three questions. And then we ask people during the week, go back to the verse, go back to the questions. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're trying to get people to be immersed into this relationship with Jesus through these questions and through these Bible verses, so that by the end of the year, you all have read the Bible, but you would have read 52 different verses.
Right.
And you would have answered well over 150 questions about your relationship with Jesus. And we ask people to journal it, and then once a month to go back through the journal and see how things have changed.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's one of those things, as you're doing it, you're not really aware of the mm-hmm. strength that you're building week by week, but month by month, you start to see it.
Yeah. So for folks who want to get a copy of this book, what is the best way for them to do that?
The best way is on Amazon.com. It's in the Kindle section.
Okay.
It's the best. I have found that this particular format's the best because the way Kindle sets it up and the way we set it up, you have the image and the verse mm-hmm. on one page, and you have the writing on a second page. So it's an easy just flip across. Now, you can also buy it on my website, but 95% of the sales come through Amazon.com.
Okay, well, I want to give folks the website anyway, brucelhartman.com, brucelhartman.com. And I know I'm over time, but as a Swampscott guy, Bruce, I've got to ask you, I'm looking at my Patriots, and I don't know.
Well, I think you should be hopeful.
Yeah.
That was a very, very good game they played against the Seahawks
yeah.
on the road against a wonderful team who may very well be in the Super Bowl this year. And it was just one play that prevented us from winning. But I think Cam Newton he's a terrific young man, works hard. He sounds and acts a lot like Tom Brady. I got to get better every day and, you know, stuff like that. So I think we're going to be fine. But, you know, at the end, no matter what happens with the Patriots, Jesus rose on the third day. So we're all good.
Bruce, I appreciate you being here, man. It's a fascinating conversation. I want folks to get that book as well. That is Dr. Bruce Hartman. It really is a fascinating story. And I know there's some people going, oh, no, wait a minute, Jeff. What if I'm not Christian? That's okay. It's Bruce's story, I think, that is going to resonate with all sorts of people who are Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, who are in the corporate world but are finding themselves pulled in a different direction. Do yourself a favor. Check it out. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.